This is the Ed Milet Show.
Welcome back to Max Out, everybody. I'm fired up about today's topic because we're going to talk about one of the things that I think is the most important things as it relates to winning. And it's one of the things that you can decide you're going to do without any natural giftedness, because it's the number one talent you must develop in order to win. And it's not talked about on social media. You're not going to get it in a personal development tape, in a peak performance program, self-help, and any of it. Remember this. The best ability is availability. Did you hear that? The best ability is availability, that you are available to win. Not enough people understand that this is an actual skill and talent. Most people in business or in life, whether it be relationships or the financial part of their life, they're always looking for these little tips and skills that you should develop. How to communicate better, how to be a better listener, how to suppress your ego, how to influence people, how to transfer energy, all these things that I teach, how to deal with failure. But I believe the greatest talent that you can draw a line through all the people who have won, not all the people that win in business or life are unbelievable transfers of energy. Not all of them can close. Not all of them can persuade. Not all of them are great listeners. Not all of them even dealt well with adversity. They did that the majority of the time. But all of them have in common, they develop the talent, and yes, it is a talent, it is a skill, of not quitting. I don't think most of you right now that are struggling in your business life right now are giving yourself enough credit for this incredible talent you're developing, which is resiliency, which is the ability not to quit. Listen to what I'm telling you. As somebody has built multiple different companies, I've coached some of the top athletes, entertainers, business people, and politicians in the world. And I'm telling you that even in my own team when I hire people, I look for resiliency, and a notch above that is the talent, is the skill of not quitting as the number one thing that I look for. And many of you right now listening to this possess the number one skill necessary to win and don't give yourself any credit for it, which means it's not helping build your confidence. It's not going to the bank of crediting for your identity. And so although you possess this incredible ability that so many people in the world don't have and don't possess, you have it and you don't value it. You don't prize it. You don't give yourself credit for having it. It ought to be where you draw the majority of your confidence from. The ability to say, I don't quit, I'm resilient. I own the number one skill, the number one talent required to eventually win, I already have. I can't quit. You'd have to kill me to get me out of chasing my dream, right? So number one, I want to point it out as the number one gift. The best ability is availability. Do you have it? Have you decided to have it? Is it something you're going to possess the rest of your life? And those of you that do have it already, I need you to take an inventory, be aware of it, and be intentional with crediting yourself as you're listening to this or watching it today into the bank of your self-confidence, into the bank, into the deposits you make in your identity, because it has everything to do with winning. Every guest you've seen on my show, all the people that I've coached, all have different talents, skills, and abilities. What's the one they all have? The ability to stay present, the ability to stay in the fight, to have not quit. You think, well, that's not a big deal. Really? Because as I've been talking, millions of people made the decision to quit on their dream, just as I've been talking to you. The rest of the day, millions more will. Tomorrow, millions more. Every day, literally millions of people quit on one of their dreams, their dream relationship, their dream business, their dream body. So quitting has become the number one habit in the world by people that end up losing. And I'm telling you, it happens every day, every second, everywhere. Just the fact that while I've been speaking, you're still after your dream, you're ahead of them. You don't give yourself enough credit, because eventually what I found, it looks like winning's this huge competition, but every day, every week, every year, every decade, as time goes by, you're gonna find that you're competing with a smaller and smaller and smaller group of people for your dream, because so many of them will just quit. And by the way, many of them that quit will possess talents, maybe even gifts you don't have. Their incredible ability with people, their incredible strength, their incredible brain, and they'll quit with all this giftedness, but you got the talent. You have to learn to distinguish between something that is a talent and a gift. You can develop skills, you can develop talents. Gifts are something you're born with, but the people that I see that win long-term are the ones who develop the talents and skills required to win. Business and life's a lot like a pinata. You know, I was at a barbecue, a birthday party for a five-year-old a while back, and they did a pinata. Have you seen the pinata before? And it's an unbelievable metaphor for life. In fact, we had a call today, the life is like a pinata, because it really is. If you look at these kids at these parties, any of you that have ever been to a pinata, you can picture it. They got the pinata up there, and what do? It's just like in business and life, when you start something new, a new relationship, a new body, a new pursuit, a new business, right? What do? They take this little five-year-old and they blindfold him. They blindfold this little guy, right? And he can't see. He doesn't know where he's going. And then they spin him around. He gets completely disoriented, right? And then they hand him a bat. It's scary when you watch it, don't you? Picture these little kids, right? You blindfold them. They spin them around. They become disoriented. Does that sound familiar to any of you that are trying to build a business right now? You're completely disoriented. You're blind. You don't know where to go. They spin this little guy around. They hand him a bat, and they go, hit the pinata. And the pinata is over to the right, and they're swinging to the left. They're just whiffing, right? They're not even in the right direction. And then finally, what do? You grab the little guy or the little girl, and you turn them, and you have them face the pinata. They were completely disoriented. In fact, they were doing more damage to the people around them in the beginning with that darn bat you gave them because they're so disoriented. A lot of damage was done before they even faced the actual pinata. They've been blindfolded and spun around, right? They're completely disoriented. Doesn't that sound familiar? It's just like building your new business. It's just like trying to transform your body. It might be just like this brand new relationship you've got. And in fact, the people around them are in danger in the beginning when you give these little guys this bat. Maybe that sounds familiar. Maybe right now you're at this stage in your business, or you've been there before, where there's been more damage done than there's been progress. You know what I'm talking about? The people around you have been more hurt by your new venture than benefited from it. Your relationship with them is not as good. Maybe financially you've hurt them or feel like you have. There's been a lot of damage. But what do we do with these little guys? We eventually take the little girl or the little boy and we point them in the right direction at the pinata. That's when you find Ed Milet's podcast. You find his teachings. You find his YouTube channel or someone like me, and I can point you in the right direction. And then what do these guys do? They take the bat and they're hitting the pinata as hard as they can, and they're hitting it and they're hitting it and they're hitting it, and no candy comes out. And they get tired, don't they? And they can't go anymore. So what do? You get help, and you add a teammate, you add a friend, you take the blindfold off of you and you get a little help. That help could be a new recruit in your business, a new employee, a new vendor. It might be a new mentor. And we put the blindfold on them, and we spin them around, and then they're disoriented. They're swinging, and they're not even hitting the pinata yet. They're hurting the people around them. Then what do? We take them. We point them in the right direction. Now they're following my show or great teachings. And they hit the pinata as hard as they can. No candy comes out. You take another child, new teammate, new recruit in life, right? But in the pinata, says another child. You put a blindfold, spin them around, and they hit the pinata, and they're hitting it as hard as they can, and it feels like no progress is being made. No candy's coming out, right? And eventually they're hitting it and hitting it, and they get tired. And you think, man, how often do they hit this pinata? What happens is sometimes the first few kids who hit the pinata, they kind of disappear from the party and start playing somewhere else. Maybe you've had that experience in your business. Some of the people you start with, they may not finish before the candy comes out. They may not be there. May not be there to celebrate, right? Some of the initial people disappear, and that could cause you to want to quit. But eventually what happens with that pinata, even though these kids are hitting the pinata and they're teaming up, they're all working together to try to make this candy come out, it doesn't look like it, but each shot on that pinata is putting them closer to the candy. Even though it doesn't seem like it, even though you can't see the candy, every blow is like a compound pounding effect. That pounding, compounded by multiple people, eventually can create a breakthrough. But what most people do is they leave the party before the candy comes out. That's true in business. Most people quit before the candy comes out. They don't stick around long enough. They got spun around. They get disoriented. They might hurt the people around them. They get pointed in the right direction. They think they're making progress. Then they don't. They think they're making progress. Then they don't. And eventually, because no candy's coming out, no money, no changed body, no amazing relationship, they stop swinging the bat at the pinata. But if you stick around for the party long enough, you know what always happens with a pinata? Eventually someone hits it and bam, the candy comes out everywhere and everyone celebrates and gets all the candy and dives on it and celebrates. Here's what I'm here to remind you of today. You got to stick around long enough for the candy to come out. You got to wait for the candy to come out of that pinata called your life, called your business, called your body, called your relationships. The vast majority of people in life don't stick around for the candy. Because they think as they're hitting the pinata of their life, they don't think they're making progress. It doesn't feel like progress. But I'm telling you, the number one ability is availability. And if you keep swinging away every day, even though it doesn't feel like it, you are getting closer to the candy. You're getting closer. It just doesn't feel like it. You know what I had? I had the ability to keep hitting the pinata in my life, to stick around long enough. And by the way, when you eventually win, it's not just you that gets all the candy, that gets all the victory, that gets all the money. Lots of people around you, many of which who you were hurting originally with that bat, many of them who were trying to talk you out of it, they get to celebrate in the candy too. My prayer for you is that you begin to think about this analogy, the pinata of your life, the pinata of your business, the pinata of your body. As you're swinging away, I'm here to tell you, even though it doesn't feel like it, you're getting closer to the candy. And if you can add more people to celebrate, it's okay that you feel disoriented. It's okay that it feels blinding and you don't know exactly what direction to go, just like these precious babies with the pinata. It's okay that you miss it once in a while. It's okay that you get tired once in a while. But as long as you keep after it and you keep pounding away, that compound effort of your pounding, I can promise you there's candy someday. And everybody around you will jump on it and celebrate. That's my wish for you. Today, as you listen to me, of all the skills I'm going to teach you that I've taught you, and if you've not listened to my other shows, I teach about listening, transfer energy, how to close, how to change your identity, how to live blissfully dissatisfied, how to unlock your success code, all of the very detailed things I teach. Today is the most important thing, is that as you learn all these skills, it'll help you with the blindness. Every single skill you learn, you'll see clearer and clearer and clearer. But if you don't develop the talent, the number one skill in the world, which is to keep hitting the pinata and to stick around until the candy comes out, because here's the deal. Someone's gonna get the candy in life. There's always candy in life. That pinata eventually always breaks down. Do you wanna be the person who was there in the beginning hitting as hard as you could and sacrifice it and maybe hurting the people around you and never get the candy? Or are you gonna get something for your pain? Are you gonna get something for your effort? Are you gonna get something for this sacrifice you're making? You gotta get something for this pain. You gotta stick in the game until the candy comes out and then we all get to celebrate. That's what I want you focused on today. I promise you there's a pinata in your life, and right now many of you feel blind and disoriented, maybe even hurting the people around you. Some of you are past that phase and you're hitting your thing hard every day, but there's no candy yet. I promise you there's gonna be a payoff for you. And that's my message for you today. I hope today helped you. I hope it gave you perspective. I hope it gave you hope. I hope you give yourself credit if you're not a quitter. Credit for you already possessing the number one skill for you to get the candy. Isn't all these other things I teach you. Not all the other things you're going to hear on social media. Not all the other things you're going to hear on a podcast. Although you need those things, the number one thing is you got to be there to collect the candy. You got to not quit. You got to possess that ability. So hopefully that helped you today. And if this video or this audio did help you, I want to challenge you to listen to another one I've got called How to Turn Your Distraction into Success. The reason I recommend this one next is because one of the things that will get you to miss that pinata and not take shots at your dream, that thing you're breaking down to get to your candy, to get to your dream, is distraction. And in that audio and video, I teach you the steps to eliminate distractions so that you're getting more shots on the pinata and less whiffs every single day in your life. So I recommend you go to that audio or that video next. God bless you and max out.
This is the Ed Milet Show.